But let's go ahead and dig in. It is Thanksgiving. We're celebrating Thanksgiving today. And the importance of Thanksgiving, it's so deep and it's so wide that it applies to every single person and every generation who has ever lived. And I was over at my brother's house yesterday, and we were kind of trying to get Thanksgiving and Christmas worked out. And he was talking about, you know, Thanksgiving and trying to be sensitive because of the pilgrims and the Indians. And you know, that's not what Thanksgiving is about. It goes far beyond that. And if you look in the dictionary, and I've done that, and I'll give them to you, Webster's New World Dictionary, it defines the word Thanksgiving as a formal, often public expression of thanks to God in the form of a prayer. The American Heritage Dictionary, it defines the word Thanksgiving as an act of giving thanks, an expression of gratitude, especially to God. You see, Thanksgiving goes far beyond just Turkey Day. It's far beyond that. And there is something about gathering together and giving thanks to God that breaks down barriers between people, and it helps to bring a sense of unity. Listen to these words found in Matthew chapter 6. It says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can anyone, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. May God bless the reading of his scripture. It was a cold, clear Wednesday night in the big city, the night before Thanksgiving. He was pushing an old beat-up shopping cart along a back alley. It was filled with discarded clothes, old newspapers, and a couple cans of food. Now, he didn't look any better himself. He wore several layers of clothes, all of them filthy and full of holes. His hair was long and it was matted. He had a scraggly beard, and what you could see of his face was dirty and greasy. Now, nobody knew his name, but the kids, they started calling him Hobo Bob. He would wander through the streets, digging through trash cans, begging the odd quarter off of strangers. He didn't bother anyone. And so people, they didn't bother him. That cold, clear night before Thanksgiving, Hobo Bob was just wandering through the streets, looking for a corner where he could curl up and sleep, someplace that would shelter him from the cold. He had no interest in celebrating Thanksgiving. He had nothing to be thankful for and no God to give thanks to. How could he believe in God when God had let this happen to him? But then, floating on the air, came the faint strains of a pipe organ, playing a hymn that was familiar to him. He slowly pushed his cart toward the sound, and he found himself standing in front of a church, and a sign out front of the church said, "Community Thanksgiving Service, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Everyone welcome." Hobo Bob, he just stood there, transfixed by the music. The office was quiet. The lights were off, except for a desk lamp that was glaring brightly in one cubicle. You could hear the quiet hum of the cooling fan in the computer, the clickety-clack of a keyboard. Everyone had gone home for the Thanksgiving holiday, except for Maria. She knew her boss wouldn't be back until Monday morning. But if she could finish this report and personally hand it to him first thing on Monday morning, then maybe she could win this promotion that she has been competing for. The strain on Maria's eyes were starting to get to her. Her fingers were beginning to cramp. So she decided to go outside and to take a walk to cool down in the November air before she finished the report. As the door office closed behind her, the phone rang, and a child's voice came over the answering machine. It said, "Mommy, when are you coming home? You promised we could have dinner with Grandma tonight." Now, as Maria walked along the street in front of her office building, she too heard the faint strains of a pipe organ playing a hymn that she knew from her childhood. Slowly, she walked toward the sound until she found herself in front of a church. The sign out front said, "Community Thanksgiving Service, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Everyone welcome." She just stood there next to Hobo Bob, the two of them transfixed by the music. Mai Ling had been raised a Buddhist, and she was very faithful to its teachings and its traditions. But her parents, they had also taught her to tolerate and to respect other people and their religions. Even so, when she moved to America with her husband, she had a very hard time respecting the Christian religion. In a country that was supposed to be founded on Christian principles, people didn't seem to take their religion very seriously. Here it was Thanksgiving, a holiday that was supposed to honor God for all of His blessing, and yet many of her co-workers simply called it Turkey Day. They bragged about how they would sit at home and stuff themselves with food, and then they would sit in front of the TV and watch parades and football games. How could she respect a religion that had commercialized its holy days? She had no interest in celebrating Thanksgiving. But as she was walking home from the subway station, she heard the faint sounds of music in the air. It sounded like a pipe organ, and the tune was beautiful, but she had never heard it before. And curiosity had got the best of her, and she started to walk toward the sound, and she came to the front of a Christian church, and out front, there was a sign that read, "Community Thanksgiving Service, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Everyone welcome." And so she stood there with Maria and Hobo Bob, and the three of them, they were transfixed on the music that was coming from within the building. As the tune began to repeat, the music swelled, and Maria recognized that the song was coming to an end. And the three of them, they looked at each other, and then back to the open doors in the church. They slowly began to climb the stairs together. An usher was still standing at the door, and he looked them over for a moment, took a second look at Hobo Bob. He shrugged his shoulders, he smiled, he handed each of them a bulletin, and then led them down the aisle to an empty pew where they could sit together. And for the next hour, they listened as this congregation sang and prayed, as they read scripture, and as a message was delivered. Now, Hobo Bob, he began to think seriously about how the God that he had been trying to ignore, he didn't understand why he had lost his job and his family and lost his home. He didn't understand why God had left him to fend for himself out on the street. And yet he could see how God had been present with him over the years. He thought about the shelters that he had been able to stay in on the coldest nights, the hot meals that people sometimes prepared for the homeless. He thought about the little girl who shoved a dollar bill into his hand and said, "God bless you," as she ran back to her horrified parents. He kind of sneered at her then. But now as he sat there and he worshiped with this congregation, he began to think that maybe God was greater than his poverty. Maybe he did have something to be thankful for on this night. Now Maria, her thoughts went back to the God of her childhood. Her parents had taken her to church faithfully. But lately, she had been too busy to think about God. She had been serving other gods, the God of success and the God of power, the God of promotion. And yet the one true God had been there all along. He had richly blessed her with a wonderful son, a son who deserved more of her time and who should be raised to know about God as well. As Maria sat there and worshiped with the congregation, God, he became her God once again. Now, Myling was deep in thought. She could sense the love and the devotion of these people that they had for their God. Maybe there was more to this holiday than the commercialization. But what caught her attention the most was the story of a God who loved all people. No matter how they were raised or what country they were from, a God who loved us so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins so that we might turn back to God and have a relationship with him. As Myling worshiped with this congregation, she realized that this was truly something to be thankful for. Which one of these three people could you relate to? Could you best identify with? You know, Hobo Bob, who was angry with God because he thought that God had forsaken him and left him alone? How about Maria? Maria, who worshiped other gods, the God of wealth and of success and of power. Maybe it's Myling, who found that the God of thanksgiving was the Father of Jesus Christ, the one who came to save sinners of this world. The scripture that I started with and read earlier says, "Do not be anxious about your life, because God will provide. God will take care of us, every single one of us. He will come to Hobo Bob and in some way explain to him that he was always with him, even when Hobo Bob did not feel his presence around him. God would be with him in his anger, in his despair about life. So this Thanksgiving, if you feel angry with God because of the circumstances in your life, or maybe you've lost a loved one, and you're just having a difficult time grieving, you see, God can come to your anxious life and he can give you peace. If you turn your anger over to God, he in turn can give you a peace that passes all human understanding." Maybe you could relate best to Maria, the person who found other gods, the power of God and success. You see, God can also come into your anxious life and help you to find what really is important and what is not. God can come and say, "Look, if I can take care of the birds of the air and the flowers and the grass of the field, can I also take care of you?" Turn your anxious life over to God. Turn your worries over to him. See, he cares for you. He provides for you. And He can help you to find peace. Turn over your anxious life to God, your desire for success and power, and He can give you a peace that passes all human understanding. Or maybe if, as you were sitting there, you could relate best to My Ling. The person who found that the Christ of thanksgiving, see, maybe somewhere along the way you have lost sight of Christ, you know, the Savior in your life. Maybe you've lost sight of the promise of the resurrection. You know, the Easter promise of the One who was crucified and then rose again so that we too might rise and spend eternity in heaven with Father. Maybe it's time to see beyond all the commercialization of Christianity to the Christ of the cross and the Lord of the resurrection. As you've been sitting there, maybe you have felt the real message of Christianity, felt that it has left. Then see the power of the cross, the hope of the resurrection in your thanksgiving. Give thanks for the Son who died and then rose again for you. Turn over your hopelessness about life to God, and He can show you the power of the cross and the hope of Easter, the Easter resurrection. See, don't be anxious about your life, because God takes care of you. He takes care of every one of us. So as we celebrate Thanksgiving, what do you have to be thankful for?